new topic, new series. Not do every once in a while. Parish Hatzila in Yonei. Well, not necessarily parish, but in Yonei Tzila. It's very hard to find topics. A lot of the topics I want to do take me a lot more time than I have to prepare. So I need things that I'm able to manage to prepare. So let's today begin a new series. I want to start with this sefer. It's called Areshes Sifoseinu. It's an impressive sefer. And the chaber is Moshe Menachem Shalom Tzvi HaKoyin Shapiro. A lot of names. Shapiro. Of Moshe Menachem Shapiro. Areshes, the utterance of the lips. You say this, the movement of the lips. You say this on Rosh Hashanah. Areshes Sifaseinu Yera Lefanecha Kelram V'nisa. So this is safe. He has some very beautiful ideas, original insights into the Nusach HaTzvilah. Most of the safe folks pretty much in the Shemona Esrei. So let's try to run through a few ideas in this safer, a little bit out of time. First thing I want to discuss with you is the Zoicher Chastei Ovos. Okay. Now, I want to warn you, I'm not fully prepared, so you'll have to help me out. Baruch Hashem, we have our resident Balkore. He's going to have all the psukim on his fingertips, the tip of his tongue. He'll help me out when I get stuck. So let's begin with the first bracha. The first bracha, this idea made an impression on me. I found this to be something different, a little bit of, not your average, a little bit of a spin-off of what I'm used to hearing. It's a powerful idea if we able to get it the right way. We say in davening, it's not really related that much to the davening, but the first bracha, Kel Elyon Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kol V'Zoch, Hashem remembers the chastei of us, the kindness of the others. What is chesed? Chesed generally is something which is lifnim mishur sadin. Chesed is something which you don't have to do. You don't have to do, and you do it. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim, they explain that this refers specifically, this part of the Shemona Esrei, to the fact that the ovos were mekayim the Torah before it was given. Very interesting concept. That how did they know what the Torah was? So they were able, intuitively, from the Bria, they were able to see what the mitzvahs were, or whatever it means, or they had Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, what the Torah would be. We have all these various midrashim, they were masakit, Erev Tafshilin, Erev Tachumin, and so on and so forth. We have all these ideas, but there is definitely some truth to this concept that they were mekayim the Torah before it was given, it was not required upon them. And that is viewed as a very great suchus. And Hashem remembers this, the avos from a kind the Torah before it was given. And where else do we find this idea of doing something with Nimishur Sadin? Something we say every single day in davening that we focus on very, very much throughout the entire year, and that is the Akedah. The Akedah begins with Hashem coming to Avraham and telling him, Kachno, Espinchas, Yechitcha, Shahates, Yitzchak, Velech, Leretz, Hamri, Vahalil, Sham, Leila. What does it mean, No? Kach no. Probably done dafyomi yesterday. Dafyomi is a no. Yeah. What is no? No is partially roasted. Partially roasted. And the Gemara quotes a word. What a word in a Persian word. Partially no. So we translate it as raw. That's not what it means in the Gemara. It means partially. It depends on the context. It means partial. If you're discussing roasting, it means partially roasted. That's what it means. Okay, but that's not for now. Kach no. Now, on the one hand, if you look in the Targum, I don't have it here in front of me now. If you look in the Targum, it means no. It's very interesting. You must study the Targum. Targum, I don't have the words, but it means now. It means immediately. No, that's how the Targum translates the word. Hashem told Avram, kach no, take now. No delay. Don't delay. Take your child now. Hashem was not giving Avraham a choice. You must do this. This was the 10th Nisayan. Look at the Targum. Let's take a microscope, look at the Targum. Yonisim and Uzil. See all the different Targum for the word no. You must do it. However, Chazal tell us, Ein no, Elo Lashon Bakasha. And in fact, a lot of the Darshanim explain, they tell us that Cain means now. Ka'an. Means now.
Yeah,
now.
Did.
Means now. Where's the pasuk? Where's the pasuk? Where?
Here it is.
Where? Ka'an.
Yeah.
Va'amar Devar Ke'an Yosperoch. Vayomer, kach means devar, means kach. Devar means take. Ke'an means now. Take right now. Targum Unkelus. Targum Yonisman is something very similar. Take right now. No choice. Yeah?
I think in Sfar, in Shimon Esrei, they say
Re'e no, it means please. Ain no, that's exactly the point. Ain no el loshon bak. It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word. No means please. So we got a problem here. We got a problem. What's the problem? We have the word no. Hashem says, I'm Rabbeinu, kach no esrei. This is, you know, Yadus is built on the Akedah. And in fact, what do we do when we read the Akedah? After we read the Akedah, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to remember the Chesed. Ribbono shel Olam. Okay, so we have over here, this critical tower understanding. What's going on? We focus here on the schus of the Akedah, that the whole Akedah was lefnim Yeshua Sinecha. You also should go lefnim Yeshua Sinecha. Because Chazal primarily focus on kachno, not like the Targum, Unkelus, and not like the Targum Yonis of Nuzil, Ein no elo loshon bakosha. Hashem said to Avraham, listen, I want to ask you to sacrifice your son to me. You want to do it?
Do it.
You'll get credit. If you don't want to, I understand. You're a human being. You've been waiting for this your entire life. I promise you'll have a kibbutz, you'll call Azara, so you don't have to do it. But I would like you to do it. Puts Avraham in a very tough situation. And in the fact, it's a nisayon. It's a test. And but if he doesn't do it, I'm not holding anything against you. It's pure chesed. On the other hand, we have the Targum. No, you got to do it. So how do and the nusach hatfilah, the ruba focuses on the fact that Avraham went lefnim Yeshuas and he did not have to do it. No one was forcing him to do anything, and it was pure lefnim Yeshuas hadin to do so. Now, so what's the answer? So he explains here a beautiful idea. That if you look very carefully, I don't know the details, look very carefully in the Pesukim of the Akedah, there was a double Akedah. Avraham bound Yitzchak twice. He tied him up before he actually elevated him to the top of the mountain. He put him down on a piece of wood, and he tied him up, and he carried him up. And then when he reached the top of the mountain, Har HaMoriah, Yitzchak told his father, you know, you can tie me more. There's more that you can do another time, so I shouldn't shake. and then I tied in nochamol. And okay, I'm not prepared to go through all the diukim of the psukim. But if you look very carefully at the psukim, there are contradictions. There were two times. There were two bindings.
Why didn't it say like he tied him? And then he said make him tighter.
No, so it appears that it's a new Maisa Akedah. There was another binding that was different. That was an addition. It was just a very general binding of connecting his body to a piece of wood. Avraham was able to carry this 37-year-old man, wasn't a very strong person, all the way up to the top of the mountain. He put him down, and then Yitzchak said, "Do it again, or do it more." Do another binding in order that I shouldn't twitch, so it should be a perfect coming through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wants to suggest this incredible idea, is that's the double meaning, Elu the Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Now we're not finished, one point at a time. Elu the Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, there is Ein No now, you must do it. And then there's a higher Madrego, you don't have to, but I want you to go the extra step and do something that's not required of you. The first binding to the piece of wood, that was required. Hashem said, do it right now. But to go the extra degree of hiddur, which I don't know the exact details, that took place when they got to the top of the mountain, where Yitzchak said, I might twitch. You don't have to do it. It was not necessary. But Avraham fulfilled the other translation of the word na, eino el loshen bakasha. I want to do it in an ofan, in a way that's mechudar. I want to go the extra step. That's what we focus on in the Nusach HaTfilah, that Avraham went lifnin mishuras hadin. And what's the limud musar? The limud musar, this is a new idea. It's at least new to me. In the Torah and in life, we generally find ourselves in two situations. There are things that you have to do. That's, if you're a religious Jew, you have, there are certain rules, code of law, Shulchan Aruch, you gotta do. You gotta daven 3 times a day, you can't eat meat and milk, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, you gotta put on tefillin, you gotta do it, okay. Then there are things you don't have to do. I don't have to do Tomche Shabbos, I don't have to go and devote a whole Thursday night, or wake up Friday morning at 5 o'clock and go drive Tomche. I don't have to. No one's forcing me, no. I want to do it. No, I'm a tzaddik. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do a chesed. No one's forcing me to do this chesed. It's a good thing to do. But daven, I don't have a choice. Meat and milk, I don't have a choice. So there are things that are no, you got to do now. Do this right now. If you're a religious Jew, you have no choice. And then there are things which ain't no el loshen bakasha. But the truth is, in the thing itself that you're required to do, that you are mechuyev to do, there are different ways of doing it. You have to daven. So you can daven, just zip it up in 2 minutes, and then you can daven with tam, with flavor. When you do a mitzvah, you put on tefillin. So you can just put the mitzvah on, the mitzvah, in just 10 seconds, put on the tefillin, you make a brach, put on the stool, so you finish. Or you can do it, you can buy a beautiful pair of tefillin, you can come early to daven, you can sit l'shem yichud, you can read the parashas of tefillin, you can be nizir in the kedusha. There are things that no one is forcing you to do. The mitzvah you have to do. But the way you do the mitzvah, that you're not being forced to do. This is in every single mitzvah. That's why the Akedah was the mitzvah which captures both. It's unique in that it's explicit in the pasuk. It's true for every single mitzvah. But this idea is captured in the Akedah. Because the Akedah itself was kach no es bincha es yichidcha. No mitzad echad is now. I'm not giving you a choice. Do this right now. But the word no also means ein no el loshon bakasha. So Hashem is telling Avraham, you have to do this. I'm sorry. Yeah. And when you do it, there are different ways you can do it. You can just close your eyes and just do it. Or you can make someone a shliach to do it. You don't want to see your son die. Have a shliach do it to send him off and say goodbye to your son, have it done. Or you can do it yourself and you can bind him in a beautiful way. You can be done with an extra degree of hiddah, like we find in this other concept of a double binding, one before the bringing up, a second binding that was a hiddah, the lining up. And that's really what it means when we say in the Shemona Esrei, Vizocher Chastei Avos. Many of the Farshim connect Chastei Avos to the Akedah, because the Chesed by definition means Lifnin Mishura Sadin, Vizikoni Sen Lifnecha, the same way that Avon Lifnin Mishura Sadin, so too we should Lifnin. We really ask Hashem, you should remember it's the highest madrega, because each one of these things has a mile. On the one hand, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Everyone knows the famous machlekes, the story of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind, and he said, "If someone will tell me that a blind man is potter mikol hamitzvos, I'm going to make a big party. I'm going to make a party because guess what? I'm potter." I'm part of Nikola Mitzos, and guess what? I do all the mitzvos. Can you imagine the reward I'm going to get in heaven for my conduct? I don't have to do anything. And then later in life, what did he say? If someone will tell me that a blind man is mechuyev to do the mitzvos, I'll make a part. You know why? Godol mitzvah v'yosef, mimeinimisha eino mitzvah, because you have to do it. So what was the haramina? The answer is, there's truth to both. There's a maila in not being mitzvah. We all understand that. I don't have to and I do it. But there's also maila in being mitzvah yoseh. Every single mitzvah has both. You gotta do it, so you don't have a choice. But there's a maila of eina mitzvah yoseh in how you do the mitzvah. You can just do it to get it over with. It's a done deal. Or you can do it by even hinder. Avravinu, the prototype, the prototype for this concept of how capturing both milas is in the Akedah. Because the opening word of the Akedah is no. And no mitzarecha means now, no choice. Or it means Eino el loshen bakasha. This is the chaste avos. The chaste avos is the ability to be like the avos that were mitzvah of the Yosef, who were commanded to do different things. And the way they did it was in a beautiful way, more than that was required of them. This is what we ask Hashem to remember in a zechus for us, and we attempt to imitate their ways and follow in the chaste avos. Yeah.
You know, Abraham was advising the people not to offer their kids to the Avodah Zarah on
right.
that time.
That's the ultimate.
And he had to do it himself.
Right. What to do. Right. And he's going to offer this.
Right, it's a very popular idea. Okay. Right.
Don't ask. Right. Okay.
Okay. Mordechai Sanhedrin. Huh? How do you explain, Mordechai Sanhedrin? How do you explain that?
Yeah.
Greater than.
Because if you have to do it, you do it with a greater degree of intensity and perfection.
I can tell you how the
Maharali. Yeah, okay.
Because there's the performance of the mitzvah itself, and then there's the aspect of following the Ratzon Hashem.
Okay.
Is that in the mitzvah?
In the Ritzuva, okay.
That's the additional.
You have the additional facet of it's the Ratzon Hashem. It's not just you're doing it because you want to do it, you're doing it because Hashem wants
to do, but
Hashem told you to do it. Excellent. Okay. But there's also a Maila in not being Mitzvah. So you were combining the two with the word Na, ties very good into the Yom Dafyomi of Na. No, I don't mean that. That was a joke. Okay, let's go to another idea. It's raining outside, so this idea. Let's go to the next bracha. The next idea that captured my attention is in the second bracha. Atagiba, we misfalel. Not now. Don't make a mistake. Don't go to Mincha and say Marid Geshem. Don't get confused. But during the winter, we misfalel for Geshem. And not only are we mispalel for Geshem, the term that's used, the verb is maskin. Very good. Maskin. You're right. Maskin. What's the word? The word is moirid. To bring down. Let it descend. We mention that Kadosh Baruch Hu causes rain to descend. What do we say in Baruch Aleinu? The same tal u'matar. Matar, it's a different word. Matar. And there it's the same. We ask Hashem to give. So there are two differences. Why is it that we use the word geshen in ato gibor, and we use the word motar in baruch aleinu, and geshen the word is moirid, and motar the same. Why the difference of expression, both the noun and the verb, between these two brachas? So he says something, a beautiful, beautiful idea, which we touched upon yesterday. Yesterday we learned about Siach HaSodeh. We learned in Perek Shira, we learned about the Sodeh, the Siach HaSodeh. Pasuk says, let me first show you a Gemara, a very important Gemara in the Sech Tanach, which you all know. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara, where does rain come from? Where does it come? Everyone knows this machlokes. It's machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Let me read you the words of the Gemara Tanya, Daf Sechta Tainis, and Daf Tes Omid Beis. In the middle of the page, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Kol Loilam Kulo Mimei Ukyonos, Hushoise. Where does the world get its rain from? It gets from the Ukyonos. Ukyonos is either the Mediterranean or the Atlantic. Whatever it is, from the oceans. The oceans, the big sea, the big sea, whatever the big sea is. In other words, this sign, there's evaporation, right? There's this mist, the sun shines, the incredible intensity of the heat, it causes the mist, the moisture to go up into the sky, it returns to the clouds, and the clouds begin to flow all over the world, travels all over the world, and then it gets to a certain point where it releases its liquid. Okay.
Mayanot HaShemayim is not effective for the rain.
What?
Mayanot HaShemayim.
No Mayanos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no such thing. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a cycle. There's a, what's the cause, what's the word for it? The water cycle. That's what it says. It's science. Pure science. Okay, you don't have to come on to any hocus pocus, anything spiritual. science. That's what it says. It says a pasuk. What would you want this? The aid, we learned this yesterday. The aid, yala min aretz, the hishkas, that's called pnei adama. A mist. A mist comes up from the aretz. A mist. Mist.
Vapor.
Vapor.
What
did
they
swear? M-I-S-T. Yale min oretz vihishka and wets in waters as kol pnei hodama. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, doesn't make any sense. If it comes from the ocean, then the water should be salty. Because the ocean is salt. So the haloi mimei ukyonus, the haloi mimei ukyonus miluchin hein. Omar lo, sanakasha. There's a filter. There's a filter in the clouds. The amalom mamtikin ba'ovim, they are sweetened. They are sweetened in the clouds. All right, fine. He has an answer. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Kol olam kulo mimayim hu elyoinim. The mayim elyoinim hu shoyse. Shenemar limtar limtar. Knows the word limtar, mother. Tishte mayim, tishte mayim, tishte mayim. El amani mekayim ve'ei yalam in aretz melamesh ho'anonim miskabim bo'il merukia. Okay, he has a whole drasha that the anonim miskabim the clouds, they become gibor mighty, and they ascend lurakia. They open up pm their mouth, kinod like a container, or mekablim meimotar, and they receive. It's a process. The A goes up, and the clouds then go to the rakia. And they open up their mouths like a pitcher, and they collect special water from the fountains in heaven, and then it pours down the water. He quotes a pasuk in Eov. All right, so that is the two opinions in the Gemara. Okay, so we have the opinion of Elazar and Yeshua. Is it a scientific reality or is it something spiritual? It's Mayim Elyoinim that waters the earth. So we have a tradition in the Gemara, whenever possible, Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There are two types of rain. There is rain. Now everything, of course, you'll tell me is physical, but Hashkocha and Hashkocha Pratis. There's science.
One of the
keys. Motto is the key in heaven. It's a scientific fact. It's a scientific fact that there's a cycle, water cycle, and there is evaporation, and there is heat, and there are clouds which bring rain. But there's also something spiritual. There's also something spiritual about the water. Look, we all know today, with all the technology we have today, they can't predict with certainty if it's going to rain. No matter how many times they tell you with 90% certainty it's going to rain, and it doesn't rain. And they tell you 50%, it's not absolute. Now the truth is, these two ideas, this concept of Elu v'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, is really in the pasuk. Because everyone asks this question, we have a contradiction. Two pasukim back to back. Pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis says that creation was complete and there was no vegetation. It was the day six, it was in the afternoon, and the earth was bare. Why was it bare? But didn't Hashem create Deshe on day three? So the pasuk says, explains, you know why? Because v'chol siach hasada, all of the trees, the growth, the vegetation of the field, terem yebaretz. Even though it's day six and day three, everything was created, it didn't exist. Why? It didn't rain. There was no rain. Why was there no rain? Because the Adam Ayin, there was no one to be makabitavashal gasham to be misspelled that it should rain. Lavoy, that's Adama. And then the next pasuk is a direct contradiction. But at this point in time, man already existed. And wait a minute, how did man come into existence? Man was made from earth and rain. There was soil and Hashem v'eid a mist was yala min haaretz v'hishka and it watered. Now what does that mean? That means it rained es kol pnei ha'adama, and from that clay the rain that fell down on the earth v'yitzer Hashem elokim es adam ofa min ha'adama v'yiduch v'yavav nishmas chayim. So it did rain. So what's going on? On the one hand, the pasuk above it says that it rained. Ein yala min aretz v'hishka, and that was the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua quoted, that the world gets its rain from the Mayim, from the Meyak Yonos. The pasuk that says that rain comes from the Akedah is from the pasuk of the Yalam Eretz. So it did rain, and it's already Friday afternoon, and yet Adam wakes up. I only come into existence because it rained, and there's no desha, and now Adam has to mispala that there should be matar. So what's the answer? Elu ve'elu direi elukim chayim. There are two types of rain. There is a natural scientific rain of the Yalam and Eretz. Rabbi Eliezer's rain. That's a given, Rabbi Eliezer. But then there's also a spiritual rain. There's a rain that comes, we don't understand how this works, what this means exactly, that comes from the Mayonoi Soil Yoinim. That comes from above, it comes from the world, the spiritual world. Another type of rain. That's the difference between Ata Gibor and the same Talumata Levracha. When we mazkir gishomim in the brach of Ata Gibor, we don't ask Hashem to give. We're not asking, because the Eid Yala Min Ha'aretz, the Hishka, es kol pnei ha'adama, man didn't exist at that point in time. There wasn't a matter of prayer. There was no prayer at that point in time. It's part of Teva. Hashem is Moirid Geshem. There is something called rain. It will always rain naturally. That's part of the Bria. There's always going to be a water cycle. The sun's going to shine. It's going to happen. There's going to be evaporation. There are going to be clouds. And there's going to be rain that's going to be dispersed over the world. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gantz Olam is watered from the Neme Akyonos, the Eid Yalam in Oretz, the Melo Moirid. Hashem, you bring down rain no matter what. No one has to ask you to do so. It's going to happen no matter what. Moirid HaGeshem. But we come to Baruch Oleinu, we don't just want rain of Teva, of nature. Rain of Teva is not going to do if we don't have the spiritual blessing that is within the rain. It's not going to make a difference. It can rain all at once. If it's not going to be have the bracha, the stimuch of the shvachu, mil ve'u mevakesh v'sein, grant us the extra special dosage of spiritual rain of Rebbe Yehoshua's rain. And that's why it's always called matar. That's the chosel said the term yibaretz, chosel said the term yitzmach. There was no matar. Hashem Elokim ala oretz. Why? Because the Adam Ain, there was no man yet to be mevakish. The Geshem shel bracha from Rabbi Yehoshua. So beautiful. This is an original idea. This is an original idea. How he takes all these things together. The Mechaber of this Rabbi Shapiro. How he takes this the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and he says elu elu divrei Elokim chayim, and it has to be elu elu because they are two pesukim back to back that associate each other. Mamish stir minei obey elu elu, and now you understand why there are two different things in the bracha of Shmona Esrei. There's Ata Gibor, which is an acknowledgement of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who is the way He created Teva of Moirid HaGeshem. Moirid, you don't have to ask; it happens. But that's not going to help us as far as we're concerned. We need we need Hashem to open up the Mayonos of Shemayim, which bring them a bracha of Geshem of Bracha. Okay, that's, I think, a very beautiful approach to have an appreciation of the difference between two different types of rain. Okay, let me give you one more short word and we'll stop. This is what I like very, very much. Another original word. He is Marich Baal. Let's tell you the Ikka Pratim. Okay, we have over here Ata Gibor. Okay, I'll try to say it very quickly. We mention Tchias HaMesim four times. The words Tchias HaMesim. Ata Gibor LeMashem Chayim. Ata Gibor LeOilam Hashem Mechayim Mesim. Tivalta. Okay. Then we mentioned rain. Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed Mechayim Mesim. Nochem. Okay, we go weit. So mechlov from the same kind of little shefa michum about the middle of melach memis. Memis un chaye hu nachmo un chaye u matzmiach yeshu. Okay, we don't say meis as our name said. That's not count. That doesn't count. The chaye doesn't count. The name and atol hachayos meis. Okay, that counts. Of course, there are many mahalchim you can say it's four, and then you can say baruch atah shem chay hameis is five. Elu the Elu, you can go look at this in many different ways, but I want to focus that. I don't want to focus on the Chasima. Chasima doesn't count. Baruch Atah Hashem Chai HaMeisim doesn't count, because that's the Chasima. That's a catch-all. I want to focus on the Nusach HaLebracha. And the Nusach HaLebracha that makes mention of the word dead, bringing life to the dead, it says that exactly three times. Beginning, Mechai HaMeisim Atah, Then it says, "Mechayim esim berachamim rabim v'neman atol hachayos mesim." Explicitly, three times within the Mishnah, it says, "Mechayim esim." So he asks a very good question, a gevaldik question, a very geschmacka question. Why? And he has the answer is brilliant. And so he tied connects. It's a genius, a beautiful saying. Why does the first and the third time does it say the word ata, but not the second time? The first time it says ata gibor liolam Hashem mechayim esim ata, you mechayim ata, you Hashem of the mechayim esim. The second time it says micha mechabal gibosim midimolach melech, and that's not the one I wanted. I'm sorry. Mechal chayim mecheset mechayim esim. Where's the ata? No ata. Mechayim esim berachamim rabim. But the third time it says v'nemon atol hachayos mesim. So what's going on? So why is it the first time there's an ata, and the second time there's an ata, in the middle there's no ata? Good kash. His kash. So he says the Taisvis, he quotes the Taisvis. Where is the Taisvis? Taisvis asks a different question, and he used the answer of Taisvis to answer this question. This is a Gemara, I believe, in, just give me a half a second, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Bechayin Nesim. Tainus also. Give me a second. Okay, Mason, here it is. I got it. Okay, it's above Mitzia. It's above Mitzia. I'll tell you, the Gemara there says there was a tinus. I don't know, I have a whole Gemara in front of me. I didn't even look it up, but from memory vaguely, there was a tinus. And they all got together. They began to say, and they said the first Mechai Mason. Rova Goza Rav Tanisa. Achtinu Rabbi Chia Bar. They brought in Rabbi Chia and his children to pray. Omar, they said, Mashiv Haruach, and the wind blew. Omar, Morit HaGeshem, the rain came. Kimot LeMeimar, when they got to say Mechayim Esim, all of a sudden the dead began to stir. So they said, Rog HaShalma. So they said, the Shemayim was a Baskel, says, tell them to stop davening, they're going to destroy my world. We're not ready for Mechayim Esim. Okay, that's the Gemara. Toysak Hashem. They were about to say Mechayim Esim, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. But when they said Mashiv HaRuach, when they said Mashiv HaRuach, the wind blew. When they said Morit HaGeshem, the rain. But before they said Mashiv HaRuach, they already said Mechayim Esim. What's the Seder Hadvar? Ata Gibor Li'olam Hashem Mechayim Esim. What? Bav Mitzia Pehei. Okay. What's going on here? How does the bracha start? Ata gibor li'olam Hashem mechayei mesim ata. Then we say Mashiv HaRuach Morit HaGeshem. So when they said Mashiv HaRuach, the wind blew. When they said Morit HaGeshem, the rain came down. And when they were about to say mechayei mesim, don't say mechayei mesim. But they already said mechayei hamesim. They already said mechayei mesim. The beginning of the bracha. Who is this kasha? Tos is this kasha. So what's going on? Okay, so you have to see Tais has his answer. The Ritva has a brilliant answer. Have a look in the Ritva. The Ritva has an incredible answer. And this is what he's going to use to explain the Ata. He says we have three times Mechayim Esim, three times Mechayim Esim, you will say three, which is four. Okay, not going to the Pratim. In this bracha, you know why there are three times Mechayim Esim? My Chazal cleverly had three times Mechayim Esim because in the history of the world there were three times, well, three tekufos of Tchias HaMesim. I mean, it's the Ritva. The first kufa was Yitzchak by the Akedah. In fact, the whole bracha, the second bracha, is all about Yitzchak. For another time, Yitzchak was offered as the carbon on the Akedah, and Chazal tell us he came out when was already slaughtered. And they had two, it's a medrash, that's the bracha of the Chaim Mason comes from the Malachim. The Malachim, after the Akedah, the Av Mervinu went a little bit too far before the Malach said, Al Tishlach Yotcha El Hanar. He needed a greater refuah. He needed a big refuah. He needed to be taken. Hatzalah was there. They took him away to Gan Eden Hospital, and he was miraculously, he survived the Akedah. resuscitated Mechias HaMesim, and the Malachim said Mechaya HaMesim. So there was a darg of Tchias HaMesim at the time of the Akedah. Who did that Tchias HaMesim? Hashem did it. Then there was a period of Tchias HaMesim that took place in this world. But who did the Tchias HaMesim in this world? It was done by Elisha, the child of the Shunamis. Before him was Eliyahu, the Ben Almana, and Yechezkel. Yechezkel also brought back to life the dead bones. He brought back the dead bones. Human beings in the kuf of the history of the world also accomplished Tchias HaMesim. And then there's going to be the ultimate Tchias HaMesim at the time of Mashiach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimos HaMashiach, Hashem will bring back the dead, Tchias HaMesim. So the reason why the world did not get all agitated when the Rabbi Chia and his children said Mechaya HaMesim, Mayata Gibar, because that already was already. That was old news. That was the Tchias HaMesim of the Akedah. And the next Tchias HaMesim, that's already old news. That was Tchias HaMesim of Elisha and Eliyahu and Yechezkel. But when they got to Vineman Atol HaChayos Mesim, this is the Tchias HaMesim of La'osid Lovo, which has not yet happened. So that already began to stir, to agitate the world. It's already time. So that's why, that's how the Ritva answers Tosfos Kasha. The reason why the world did not get upset when they said Tchias HaMesim first and second was because it's old news. When they came now to the Tchias HaMesim the third, that's the remez of what's going to be in the future already. That's why the world got stirred up. They had to go stop. That's the answer of the Ritva. Along comes Rabbi Shapiro, with this Ritva, you can infer why it says ato, first and last, but not in the middle. Because the first Tchias HaMesim was Kneged Yakedo. Who did the Tchias HaMesim when Yitzhak was slaughtered? Ribbono Shel Olam, ato. Who's going to do the Tchias HaMesim Liyasa Lavo? Ribbono Shel Olam. But who did the Tchias HaMesim in the middle of the Bracha? Eliyahu, Elisha. This is not ato. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tchias HaMesim through a human being. There's an intermediary to the Chalek between the first and the last. You don't say the word Ata. Ata, the first is Hashem, the last is Hashem. In the middle was through an other, and the name, it's not the Zelda Tchias HaMesim. So you just say, Mechai HaMesim, Rachamim Ramim, Nishta Ata, the end. V'neman Atol HaChayos Mesim Lasalovo. The beginning, Ata Gibor Lom Hashem Mechai Mesim Ata Yitzchak. But not in the middle where it was Basar V'dam. Beautiful Mahalach to explain a simple little word. Right? Well, it has to be for a reason. Very beautiful approach to explain. We'll stop with that. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah. See you tomorrow.